Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Gimel, and we're going to talk about a general halachic topic that has to do with lefties and righties. The Mishnah says here on daf Kuf Gimel that if somebody writes two letters on Shabbos, bein b'yamino, bein b'smalo, whether with his right hand, whether with his left hand, bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, whether it's the same letter, whether it's different letters, whether it's different materials, different inks, b'chol lashon, any language chayiv, that's the halacha. So ask the Gemara, how is it that somebody's going to be chayiv by writing with his right hand and with his left hand, right? Don't we know, we learned earlier that there is a concept of shinui, it's a concept of doing it shalok kedarkan. If I do a kelachar yad, if I do any malach kelachar yad, so then I am going to be pater. That's an isidur abanan. That's what the Mishnah said earlier back on Daftadi Beis. Hamotzi bein bimino bein bismolo. If somebody is motzi with their right hand or with their left hand, that's called normal because people carry things with their right hand or their left hand. But kila'achar yado, biraglo, bepiv, mamarpako, if any of the unusual cases, that's going to be pater. Shelo hotzi, kedera chamotziin. That's what the Mishnah says back on Daftadi Beis. So the Gemara here asks, bishlama yimin lechayiv. Fine, I understand. On the right hand, if somebody writes with their right hand, it's going to be chayiv, mishum de derach siva bakach. El asmol amai, but if you write with your left hand, why are you going to be chayiv? Ha'ein derach siva bakach. That's not the normal way of writing. So why are you going to be chayiv? Amar b'yirmiya. Beiter yad shanu. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, talking about a lefty, that's why you're going to be chayiv if you are with your left hand. So says the Gemara, fine, that explains why you'd be chayiv with your left hand, but then you should be pater with your right hand. Vetevi small didei kiyamin to kulei alma, vasmol lechayiv ayimin lo lechayiv. So if it's a lefty, so fondo, you should be chayiv for his left, writing with his left hand, but not with his right hand. Ela amar abaya besholid b'shtei yadav. The Mishnah must be talking about a case of sholid b'shtei yadav, ambidextrous. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That is the first answer. The second answer is Reb Yaakov says, maybe this is Reb Yossi, that you're only chayim mishum roshim. You're chayim from roshim, marking, and marking can be done with the right hand or the left hand. Now the Gemara says, the safest is Reb Yossi, not the Reisha. Okay, so we go back, and we see it's talking about sholeit b'shtei yadav. The Ritva does say, what is the chiddush of saying sholei b'shtei yadav? Then it's pashut also. Then it's writing with your right or left hand. Pirus says the Ritva, v'lo sof davar shesholeit yafe b'shteihem v'im keim shita. If you're perfect with both, ela hakamashmalan shafilu eno sholeit legamre ba'achas mehem v'rov melachos osa ba'acheres. Even if one of them is really your stronger hand and you're better with that hand, but you can really write acceptably, and you could write it with your other hand, the weaker hand, still it's okay. Afilu achi kiven shesholeit af pazu v'kosev ba lifamim melacha ki urcha chashiva. It's still called a melacha, and it is called normal. Again, even if it's not exactly a full ambidextrous, it is still okay. But the shita laran here, the miyuchas laran here, says, meaning in the old Chiddush Yerans, he says here that on the line of Be'iter Yadshan, who had the first suggestion of the Gemara, we should say he's talking about a lefty, right? And that's why you'd be chayif with your left hand. And then the Gemara asks, then you should be pater with your right hand. But says the Ran, V'kashali, why do we say that a lefty would be chayif with his left hand? Why don't we say, as we said earlier, Batla Daitam? Remember, we just quoted the Mishnah on Daftari Beis. Go back to the Gemara on Daftari Beis. Right? The Gemara spoke about what if you carry something out on your head? So that's going to be Pater, because people don't usually carry things on their head. What about the Anshe Hutsal? Anshe Hutsal carry things on their head? Says the Gemara, Batla Daitam Eitzel Kol Adam. Batla Daitam, because a small group of people do an unusual behavior, activity, that does not make it called normal. And therefore, it's not normal for everyone else, and the Pashas is that it's not even normal for them. Not even normal for them. That's what Tosfos says. Sadi Beis Mabeis. Mashma, Dal Asra Nami, Omar de Batla Daitam. It's mashma that even where they are, Batla Daitam. Good, so ask the Shita Laran here, why don't we say the lefties, Batla Daitam? Just because they do it normally, you know, doesn't mean that that should be the Malacha. So the Chiddush Yeran answers in the name of his Rebbe, he quotes, Ki Ahidam Anshe Hutsal. Tirates Morina Ro, Da Anshe Hutsal, Shi Cholonotzi Masal Ktefam. Vehemotziim Al Rosham. Dinhu Shedevalto Daitam, Mitzel Bnei Adam. The Anshe Hutsal can carry it normally like the rest of the world. They can carry it under their arms and with their hands. They choose to do something unusual, that's what we say Batla Daitam, because they're choosing to do that. Aval Hacha Delo Efshar Bimino. But here the lefties can't write with their right hand. Right? Their left hand, that's what they could do. It's not that they're choosing. Right? The child doesn't choose what hand to write with. It's there. That's what it is. Eino din shetivado daito is a kolada. So it's not appropriate to say butla daito in that case. Again, what he might be driving at is that lefties are a different type of population than Anshei Hutzal. Not just that he's saying whether they have a choice or not, but it could be lefties are more of a population that you have to contend with. You can't say butla daito for one little town, butla daito. But here, it's not just one little town. It's a large percentage of the population, and it's a significant percentage of the population, and therefore you can't say butla daito. Is that what he says? He says, well, do they have a choice or not? But maybe that's behind. If not, it's a separate factor. But either way, this gets us into the larger issue with one more point, and that is the Me'iri here. The Me'iri here opens up the door into Shas topics. So the Gemara here says, lefty writing makes a difference for Shabbos. So it says the Me'iri, Mimasha kasavnu b'mishraseinu b'in yusmol v'yamin, lamdu ksas gaonim, shekol sha'adam chayav lasosan v'yamin. Anything that a person has to do with his right hand. Kagon, koshal bracha, like holding a koshal bracha. V'lulav, and holding a lulav. Iter yad yamino osa osan bismol. A lefty switches. So a lefty should hold the lulav with his left hand, and he should hold the kol shel bracha with his left hand. That's what these gaonim say. The kol shehu bismol could go to esrog betfilin, osa osan biyamin. And whatever he puts with people usually have on their left hand, put in their right hand. So the esrog, which is usually in the left hand of a righty, should be in the right hand of a lefty. And the tefillin that's tied on the left arm of a righty should be tied on the right arm of a lefty. Shaharehu nase al yamin smol v'al smol yamin. So yeah, and that's really what Ashkenazic custom is. Then he quotes a line which the Mefarshim point out is against the Gemara, which is difficult. Ubetfilin mia ein nirakein. You don't say that by tefillin. Sharei lusuma kneged alev utzarech. Tefillin always needs kneged alev. So there are some that say that, but the Gemara says mefurish that the tefillin go on the opposite hand, the weaker hand. Again, he has an idea that has to do with the heart, and the heart is on the left side in general. But that is the Me'iri. So again, this Gemara is a basis that lefties would switch whenever there's a righty-lefty discussion. But there's a limitation on this, the Rav Ya, to Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yoel Halevi, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yoel. So he often quotes his father, Rabbi Yoel, in the Sefer. So there, if you look in Hilchos Lulav, Tuf Reish Sadi Dalid, he was asked this question about what does a lefty do with the Lulav. Kfar Nishal HaShela Zu B'Yosi Meitzik Mayim Lefnei Rabosai Beregensburg. When I was Meitzik Mayim, where does he get that Lashon from? That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachas, that Gedola Shimusha Yosem Elimuda, that Elisha poured water for his Rebbe Elio. That's what he means, when he was being Meitzik Mayim, when he was with his Rebbeim in Regensburg. Al Iter Yad, Im Yesh Lo, Lito Lulav, Yado Asmalis, should a lefty take the Lulav and Adasam and Aravos with his left hand? Remember, the Gemara says that it should be with your right hand, because that's the more chashiv. You have three out of the four minim there, but maybe that's only for a righty. Mishum, so he says, should you switch? Mishum dichashuvalo ki min da'alma veheshivo. So I asked my rebbeim, and they answered me, yes, correct, vaday. Smol di day ki min da'alma kidam rinan b'shabbos, like it says here in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Gimel. Akose bimbi mino bimis smolo umasik. And the Gemara says, if it's a lefty, lechshav smol di day ki min da'alma. So this is the Gemara about it. So then he says, v'nira li da'ainu taima. You know why you switch it? For the following reason. Delok siv be yamin. It's not that the Torah demands left or right in the case of writing or in the case of lulav. Ela mistama kivan de be'inan malacha chashuva. Since you need an important chashim malacha, v'kivan denasas malacha chashuva, mali small mali yamin, rak b'mashu sholid yoser. For a chashim malacha, it doesn't, right and left per se don't matter. It has to be what is the one that's going to create the more chashim malacha, and that's going to be one that you're sholit more on. Right, and that's why right and left are going to switch for Hilchos Shabbos. The same thing by lulav. Eino ela mishum netila chashuva beinan shenotol biyamin velo kelachar yad. Right, the point is that you have to hold your lulav, the one with the three minim, in the more chashuv hand. Vimhu iter yad hariyu notel biyamin kelachar yad. Right, and if you would take it with if a lefty would take the lulav with his right hand, that would be unusual. Elavat, and that's why you have to switch it. That's what he says by lulav and by Shabbos. But then he adds what the Me'iri did not have. Aval vaday hecha dehikpid akasiv al yamin. But if the Torah would demand right for certain halachas, kagon mitzora, like a mitzora, right, the Pesukim in Vayikra, that he has to have blood or oil sprinkled on his tunuch ozin, yimanis, bo'an yimanis, v'gam avoda b'kohen, or the avoda that a kohen has to do, hasan dafkahu. There, it's not that a lefty does it with his left hand and a right does it with the right hand. No, those are halachas that are demand yin, and therefore that doesn't switch. And if there's a lefty, then he might be possible to do the avoda. So he's already opening up the sugya to know that there are different categories. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kedarko Bakodesh, we know that there is one of the Meseches Ketanos is Meseches Tfilin. So there in Meseches Tfilin, he has Kuntris Ish Iter. Kuntris Ish Iter, right? He has this in Meseches Tfilin at the end of Meseches Tfilin. No, in the middle of Meseches Tfilin, on Os Yud Gimel. On Os Yud Gimel, where he discusses this halacha, Nomar Uksavtam Bunemo Ksharatam Yad Koseves Hi Yad Kosheres. The one that you write with is the one that you tie with, so you're gonna put your tefillin on your other arm. Right? And that's why sometimes there are cases, again, a big topic, let's say I have two of my children are like this. They write with their left hand, even though their right arm, their right hand is stronger. The right hand is stronger, but the writing is done with the opposite hand. So what do? So many Rishonim say, especially if you do anything else with that writing hand, writing, and let's say you brush your teeth, or you hold a spoon, or if you do anything else with that writing hand, the Yad Koseves is the key. Yad Koseves is the key. That's called your stronger hand, and the tefillin is put on the opposite one. So there, on page Samach Zayin, in my edition, he says that there are 8 categories of halachos that have to do with righty-lefty issues, and then he quotes 88 halachos, minhagim, nihugim, 88, going from dinim daraisa to dinim darabanim to dinim minhagim, so that's what he says, goes through. But let's just go through the categories. So number one, and some of them we've already just spoken about, number one, dvarim hanatulim bakoach, things that have to do with koach, right, that has to do with chashivus and koach. So that's like Melech HaShabbos. Pshita dazlina basar didei velo basar la'amal kol yam. You go after personal. Righty is his left hand is the right. His right is the left. Right? The iter is milashon chulsha biyamino. Right? Because iter itself means weakness in the right. He says, quotes the Targum by Ehud ben Gera, maybe one of the most famous lefties because the sword was on the other side. Ish iter gvar gamid yad yamino. Right? V'chein, that's the unkelis is that it's weaker. Good, and that's why tefillin, according to the one that says tefillin has to be put on the Yad Keha, different sources, but if you say tefillin has to be on the Yad Keha, that's why it's the weaker hand. V'chalit, and that's why it switches. That's why it switches. V'chalitza b'tefillin b'yad small, and therefore you take off your tefillin with the weaker arm. Right, that's something that's quoted by the poskim that you should try to remove the tefillin. Let's say tefillin sharosh, I should take off with my, if I'm a right, I should go with my left hand to show that I really don't want to take it off. And there are other halachas included in this one. Ksiva, again, ksiva b'shabes, tefillin, maybe lulav. Some say maybe le'inyin, holding a sefer Torah. You hold a sefer Torah with the stronger arm. So if somebody's a lefty, when they're a chazen, maybe they should put it on the left side. Linyan sartorach lecho is a sefer Torah b'yamino. Sha'atam shlo yipo miyado. Right? The point is that it shouldn't fall down. So if your left arm is strongest, maybe you should carry it on the left side. What about 3 steps back at the end of Shemona Esrei? So that is not so clear in the poskim. So if you look in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, the Mefarshim talk about what is the reason that we take 3 steps back and the left one goes first, usually for a righty. So this is the discussion of the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel in Arachayim that when we take our 3 steps back, so we should take the left foot back first. Kisha Poseya Oker Regel Smol Tchila V'Shir P'siyosel Cholapachos Kedei Sheyitin Godol Besad Akev. Right, at least the length of a foot. But the Mishnah Magen Avraham says, what's the reason? Why do we take the left foot back first? Nearly Atam Mishum Demistama Oker Idish Kari Diamina Bereisha, because most people walk with their right foot first. Lachein B'Smol Demara Kiilu Kaveit Alav Lipater Milafnei Amakom. So we go back with our left foot first, but to show that we really don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. We go back because we have to. But we go take our left foot first so it's to show that it goes slower. Well, may I time us, says the Magen Avraham. If that's true, iter regel, oker smolo, shehu yamin da'alma, tchila. So then a lefty, there's a difference also between left-footed and left-handed. But let's say a lefty would go back with his right foot first because that shows that it's weaker. and he doesn't want to leave. But Omar Hatam, but the Magen Avraham says a different reason why you might say that you go the left foot back first is because that's the side that you're going to go down Ose Shalom with on. And you have to be posea, you have to leave the right of the Shechina first. The Shechina kaviyachol is facing you, so I go back on with the left foot first, because that's the right of the Shechina. V'yem kein, sarach lefsoa b'smol t'chila. And then the lefty wouldn't make a difference, as we know. So those are the 2 days in the Magen Avraham. The Taz just quotes the second one. Da'aba kirezu choli kavu l'shechina, v'ayin elimin l'shechina, she's smol adam, kidi le'el. But again, according to that could be based on, if it's the first reason of the Magen Avraham, then it's based on weaker, stronger, and therefore a lefty would switch. But that is all category one. Dvar matulin b'koach. Number two, dvar matulin bishum yimin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, like, if you hold the second day of that Magen Avraham, so then you would, the lefty wouldn't switch. Or by Ose Shalom, by saying when you go back, Ose Shalom to the left, Tuyas Shalom to the right, Aleinu HaKal Yisrael in the middle, so that the poskim says totally on the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it has to do with also Din and Rachamim, so all that the lefty would not switch, because it has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with his personal preferences. But this also would have to do with Nefilas Apayim, let's say Tachnun. So Tachnun, one would go back down on the left arm, because that's the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a case, again, unless one has Tefillin on that arm, then you switch it. But if not, if there's no Tefillin involved, so then one would go down on the left. Or some say when you make a bracha, he says when you make a bracha on the further, an ole makes a bracha, gets his aliyah. So he looks towards, or he bends towards the left, because that's the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, a lefty would not switch in that case. Three, what about Dvarim HaTzvuyim Belev, items that are tully on physical body? Right. So for example, Heseba, the Gemara talks about, we lean on our left side, not on our right side, for danger. So again, a lefty would not switch that, right? You go after the Alma because it has to do with the physical. Anything that has to do with next to the lave. Kriya, Rachman al-Islam, Kriya, tearing Kriya for a parent. That's over the heart. So a lefty would also do it over the heart on his left side because that is not totally on anything other than the body. So, Dvarim HaTzulim B'Koach, Dvarim Sheim Mishum Yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dvarim HaTzulim Ozen of the Mitzorah also would be totally on that. Number four, items that are totally on Chashivus. On Chashivus, not Dafka Koach, but Chashivus, the Yimin is more Chashiv. So this is a Machlokas, as he says, right? Like in our discussion, we said, what about Lulav? So really, Lulav is a Machlokas, Machaber and the Ramah. Machaber and the Ramah discuss this. If you look in, Simon, Tuf, Reish, where are we? Tuf, Reish, Tzadi, where's the Simon, Shulchan Aruch here, in Hilchos, Sukkah, Tuf, Reish, Nun, Aleph. Iter, this says the Shulchan Aruch, no to lulav b'yamin kol adam, v'yesrog b'smol kol adam, to basar yamin v'smol to alma, azlinav lo basar yamin v'smol didei. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Sefer HaItur, that lulav doesn't switch. Lulav doesn't switch, right? Only tefillin switches. Only tefillin switches, but lulav is based on inherent chashivas of the right side, and therefore it would go based on everyone else. But the Ramah says no. V'yesh omrim da'aslina basar yimin didei, v'yesh li to'alua b'yimin didei, v'esrog b'smol didei. That's the Rush in Maseches Sukkah. That is the Ravya that we saw. That's the Meiri in our sugya. Right, so that's the Machlokes. But again, this is Dvar Matolei B'chashivos, might be a Machlokes. Same thing with the Koshel Bracha. Koshel Bracha, we also said is the same category. We discussed earlier, tying shoes. We discussed it back on the Samach Aleph or so. Tying one's shoes, maybe the lefty would also switch. Again, that's a machlokas. So again, so far, Dharma Tali B'Koach, he would switch. Yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not switch. Tali on the body would not switch. Tali B'Chashiva is machlokas. What about where the Torah demands Yimin? Right, this is what the Rav Yah said before. Where the Torah demands Yimin, like Avoda. Avoda, Torah demands Yimin. So then, or by Zorah, the Torah demands Yimin. So again, some of these might have overlap because there might be a Machlokas in the Rishonim regarding some of these, but that, of course, the Levi would not switch, the lefty would not switch either if it demands Yimin. Number six, Dvarim that are Mishum called Pinos Sha'atapone. Called Pinos Sha'atapone Lo Yehei El Derech Yimin. Halacha Zanlai says, whenever you have to turn or walk in a certain direction, then you would go right. You would go right. So again, this Pashtus would be not totally on personal, but the lefty would not switch in this case. The Magen Avraham again in Tuf Reish Nun Aleph talks about how to shake a lulav. You shake a lulav, different min hagim, but you go right to left often, or going up to the bima. You go pinos at the pony. You go to the min or kohanim when they turn their faces back, either to the crowd or back to the front. Then it really doesn't matter if they're a lefty or a righty. The Magen Avraham brings a raya from the second parak in Midos, where it says there that anyone who used to go into Har Abayis, nichnasim derech yamin. They went derech yamin, chutz mi she'iru davar, except something happened to, an avel v'chulu, that he was makiv l'smo. And they used to ask him, to be able to start the conversation, malacha makiv l'smo, mebnei shani avel, mebnei shani chasam, whatever the case is. But, ask the Magen Avraham, maybe he was a lefty. Maybe that's why he's going to small. The answer is it must be that you don't go after the small, even if you're a lefty in that case. By Kol Pina Shat Tapone, you don't do anything differently, and that's the category number 6 in our category. The Prima Gadim also says maybe you just want to be Mishana from everyone, and therefore you just do like everybody else is doing it. Halachas Ner Chanukah is another one. You go left to right in the lighting. Number 7 is Dvarim Shetar Tali totally on the Omei Negdo. That might be Tali Tfilin. How do you put your Tfilin? And then you have Cheers Menalayim. He has another category. But again, he has 88 halachos that have to do with this idea. Again, we mentioned before the Yachid number 29, just to mention, the holding the Sefer Torah. The Prima Gadim says you go after Basar Dideyaz Linan, right? Because you go after stronger. That's a stronger halacha. That's Dvar Matali Bakoach. He goes from the Sha'arei Ephraim that said, no, you go by the Alma. Maybe right is Chashuv to have the Torah in per se. In Lo Kshesh Chash Yipol Miyadon, unless there's a Chash Yipol. So these are seven or eight categories, but sometimes there'll be a machlok as a poskim, if halacha belongs in one category or another. Okay, we will stop here. Lefty, righty issues.